Mishnah Chet of Perek Vav now actually jumps back to a version of an earlier discussion we had in this Perek having to do with planting seeds under a pole that supports a grapevine. This Mishnah clarifies that a little bit. It explains that Hakanim Hayotzim Min Haris Vechas Alehem Lefas Kan Kenegdan Mutar. Asur. So the Mishnah says that if poles, right, if you have these poles or these beams that are protruding from the trellis, and he values them, okay, and does not want to cut them, then you can still plant underneath the beam where the plant is not growing. However, it was made in order for new growth to grow on them, it is forbidden. So again, in this day and age of sort of throwing everything away, we don't think about it, but let's say you had some really good solid poles, and you didn't want to cut them because you were going to use them for something else, let's say after the growing season for vines. So you use the pole to grow the grapevine a little bit, but you are in fact going to use those poles for something else later. In that case, we are allowed to plant underneath the pole where the grapevine is not growing, because the assumption is that you are not going to allow the grapevine to grow too far. However, if you, again, the mission just clarifies, if these long poles, or I guess whatever length of poles they are, were put on specifically to allow the grapevine to grow out, then clearly it is usher to plant underneath the pole. So again, I have some neat poles, I use them for my sukkah, short term I'm going to use them to grow grapevines, then we don't need to worry about planting under the part of the pole that does not have grapevine on it, because I'm not going to really want the grapevine to grow there. And alternatively, if I intentionally have it there for the purpose, I just don't want to cut it. However, alternatively, if I have it there for the purpose of growing near the vine, then it is usher to plant underneath, as we already learned in the earlier Mishnayos. Our last Mishnah in the Perek discusses a slightly different concept. We know that you are not allowed to plant within six tefachim of a vine or dalat amas of a vineyard. There's also a question about what about, you know, if you have this trellis or this pole and the vine is growing up past the trellis itself, does that constitute a new area, or does it extend the vineyard or the hanging vineyard, or what is the story? So let's look at Mishnah Tet and we will see. Haperach hayotze min ha'aris. So a shoot, right? A shoot of a vine is extending beyond the trellis. Well, you know so. Ki'ilu betutelet taluya bo kenegdo asur. We treat it as if a plumb line were hanging from it and is usher to plant opposite it. V'chein badalit. Badalit, sorry. And also for a raised vine. So in this situation where you have a trellis and then you have a little shoot extending past the edge of the trellis, it's usher to plant under the shoot that's growing there. And the way you try and do that, the way you make sure that the ground, you know, is being overshadowed by the vine, is as if there's a plumb line hanging directly in it, right? A piece of string with a lead weight. Well, I guess it's not a lead weight, but a type of weight that shows you exactly where the area is. And you can't plant under that shoot. And so too, the same idea of if you have a single raised vine, which clearly does not make a vineyard or an aris, in a situation like that, you can't plant, even if you are six tfachim away from that one lone vine, if the vine somehow is extending out past that six tfachim, then you can't plant directly under the vine. So again, you have no problem, you don't have to create a brand new space, right? You don't have to treat it as if you have to now go an additional six tfachim away from the edge of this new shoot or this new vine, but you can't plant directly underneath the vine. Hamateach smora me'ilan ilan tachteha asur. If one stretches a vine from one tree to another, right, like you string the vine across a couple trees, then it's asur to plant underneath it. And again, here we're not dealing with a whole vineyard, we're not dealing with needing to plant six tefachim away from this vine that's sort of strung across two branches. Rather, you simply can't plant underneath the vine itself. Sibka bechevel, o begemi. Tachat hasipuch mutar. Aso k'dei shehalech alav hechadesh asur. However, if you extend it by means of a hemp rope or a reed rope, under the extension it is permitted to plant. However, if you made it in order for new growth to grow on it, it is asur. So again, you have a vine growing up a tree, and you want to train that vine, just a little bit, right? Again, you want to tie the rope for, you take your rope for some other reason. You have your rope, use it for some other reason, then all of a sudden you see this vine is kind of dangling down off the tree. The vine is not quite long enough to stretch the next tree, so you tie the rope from one tree to another tree, a little bit like a tightrope, and you allow the vine to be draped on the rope. In that case, you are allowed to plant under the rope, not under the vine itself, but under the rope, because the assumption is that you're going to use the rope for something else, and this is a momentary fix or just something to support the current vine. However, if you intentionally use that rope across two trees to allow the vine to continue to grow out, like to grow longer, it was part of what you wanted, then it is usher to plant underneath it. And that is the end of our parak.